Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Great to have you. Belly up the bar. Let's have a little chat there, practice squad. It is Friday, a little bit afternoon here in Pittsburgh. We're going to pick and preview briefly every game as we do every Friday. But I urge you, if you want to get more in depth on the Chiefs, the Steelers, whoever it is your favorite team is, or the team you're playing against this week, your favorite team's playing against, or teams in your division, go check out the rest of the Locked On Network. There's also Locked On NFL Draft, Locked On NFL Fantasies, good stuff. So, let's talk about last night's game quickly. I mean, I think it basically shouldn't have shocked anyone. I mean, Atlanta's the far better team. It started sort of equal, sort of slow, a lot of penalties in this game. NFL needs to do something about the penalties. The penalties are unbelievable. Anyways, I bet they ought to be higher on Thursday night too, just a hunch. Some turnovers early in this game. Atlanta settling for three a couple times early, or it could have been a blowout early. But they just wore down Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay looked tired on a short week, on the field a lot. There wasn't a lot of great things to take away from Tampa. They got beat up pretty good here. Mike Evans was an utter superstar. I think he's a great young player, a phenomenal young player. I think him and Winston are going to make beautiful music together for many, many years. He is now in concussion protocol, though, so that's something to monitor, although fortunately he has an extra long week to get ready for next week. I don't think the Bucs are going anywhere. I think they're a team that you can bury. I think that they're done. Nice win for Atlanta, though. You know, instead of tripping up on the road on Thursday night, they get the job done and they wear them down. Win. Trufant was shadowing Evans. We weren't sure if that was going to happen. It's something he usually does, but he didn't do it in week one against Evans. And he got injured, I think, in the second quarter of this game. I haven't heard more on that injury, but again, it's a long week. He's very, very important to this team. By far their best defensive player. I will say, though, that some of these young guys, Keanu Neal, particularly the young linebackers, the three rookies that are playing a lot, the linebackers, strong safety in the middle of the field, Campbell, Jones, I thought those two played really well. Neal showed up with some big, you know, big plays, huge hit on Winston. That was kind of unfortunate to see. Curious where his status is at as well. I mean, outside of Evans, I don't know what to say good about the Bucs. You know, Donovan Smith was a real problem at left tackle. That's starting to become a recurring theme. I don't have a whole lot else. I mean, these teams aren't close to me. I mean, one is a valid playoff team, and one of the other ones a valid top eight overall draft pick team that has a lot of work to do this offseason. One other note, Taylor Gabriel scored an end-around touchdown in this game. And he's a small, very fast speed element that's just one more weapon on an already really good offense. So he's interesting how they've used him going forward, how he factors in. One more weapon at their disposal, that's good stuff. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons are really impressive right now. And I think the defense, young, is getting better. There is a lot of talent and speed on that side of the ball.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Make some picks. And I got the Falcons game right last night. I will say there's three games or so that I'm really intrigued about this week. But the most of these games I didn't have a hard time picking, you know, that I kind of just went the chalk. And I think that there won't be as many close games as there have been the last couple weeks. We also have six teams on bye, so this might go by kind of quick. But let's start with my Steelers at the Ravens. The big talk, obviously, is Ben going to play? It would blow me away if he does not play. I'm operating under the assumption that he will start. Would absolutely shock me, considering his history, if he does not. I think the better question is, how will he play? You know, I mean, he's come back from injury what appears to be a week early often in his career, and has not excelled in those situations. Lately, he's really struggled on the road. The Ravens are also much healthier. Both teams are far more healthy, both coming off their byes. You know, the Ravens' offensive line looks like it'll be intact. Steelers should have Shazier and Cam Hayward. And it's good to see both these teams, you know, not having health be huge problems for them right now. These teams always play each other close. It doesn't, you know, the cliche, throw the records out. I mean, the Ravens were much worse teams than the Steelers last year, and they beat them twice. You know, one of them with Ryan Mallett, a quarterback. So I expect this game to be a very typical Ravens close, ugly turnovers, down to the wire. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh because I do think they're better. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if Ben threw two picks or, you know, Le'Veon Bell doesn't have a great day on the ground against a really good Ravens run defense. But I don't know what they do against Brown. You know, I mean, I think that the Steelers' weapons are too much for the secondary, although I like their safeties. I don't think their pass rush is wonderful, and they get Gilbert back to protect at right tackle for the Steelers. I don't know if they get the Flacco either, but I think the Steelers are just, you know, more loaded, especially at the weapons, with their weapons. And it wouldn't shock me if Flacco outplayed Ben in this game. But I'm taking the Steelers like 21-20, 24-23, three turnovers in this game overall, some penalties, not a real pretty played, well-played game. Dallas at Cleveland, sorry Brownies, you're in for huge trouble here. I think it's going to be Kessler at quarterback, which I guess is the right call. Big picture, get more film on him, evaluate him further, figure out what he is. But I think McCown definitely gives the team the best chance of winning. It doesn't really matter, in my opinion, in this one, that Dallas is going to run all over them. Zeke going back to Ohio could put up 200. I thought Dak played very poorly last week. I would expect him to rebound. I would expect Cole Beasley to have a monster game. And I think Hayden and Dez battle each other to a draw. But I mean, the Cowboys are number two on my power ranks. The Browns are 32, which I probably should reconsider. Every week I just put the Browns in 32, 49ers 31. 49ers might be worse than the Browns. Their run defense is unbelievably bad. Jacksonville at Kansas City. I got the Chiefs here. I mean, the Chiefs are like 15-2. In their last 17 regular season games. That's not that bad. What am I talking about? It's like 12-2 or something. I should have looked at that up before I spit it out of my mouth. But whatever. Basically, remember their streak of winning a ton of games in a row to finish up last the regular season. And they've only lost two this year. They've won four in a row. Kansas City's a good football team. And even though we get Nick Foles, I don't think that matters. I think the Jags are... not they're cashing it in, but I think everyone knows what's coming there. There's going to be a coaching change. The offense is really bad. Maybe one of the receivers gets loose. It's not on Peterson. You know, I could see Robinson and or Hearns having nice days. But I just think Kansas City, even without Ware, even without Smith, control this game on the ground. Don't make mistakes. Rush the passer well at home. This is an easy game for me. Jets at Miami. I think Miami is clearly the superior team. They're at home. They're coming off a bye. But what's interesting, and I mentioned them of having one of the better lines in the league. I'm open to that. And you know, there's a lot of ability there. But the Jets' defensive line's really stout, too. I mean, I think Ajayi's going to have rough sledding. So can Tannehill, Parker, Landry, those guys, can they pick up the slack with really favorable matchups? I tend to think they can. I'm more of a Tannehill fan than probably most of you guys are out there. I don't love them, but I don't think this is an Ajayi monster game, even though I don't think he's a fluke. But at home, I'm taking the Dolphins here. I'm also not a big believer, obviously, in the Jets' quarterback/offense situation. Lions at Vikings. I'm going to take Minnesota at home. Lions' defense is so beat up. But if Slay plays and he's ready to go and he's 100% and he can, you know, mirror Diggs, what other offense do the Vikings have? I mean, I think Diggs is really good and he's one of the bright spots. He's healthy again. But their protection's so bad. You know, Ansa hasn't done a lot since coming back from injury, but he might have 3 or 4 sacks in this game. You know, I mean, the Lions offense is good. I mean, can Stafford have a nice game and move the ball consistently on this defense? Maybe. In Minnesota, I'm expecting 17-14 Vikes, something like that. But I almost feel with Minnesota right now, and this is probably a little too harsh, is if their defense or special teams doesn't score a touchdown, they're probably not going to win. You know, and that's not something that happens every week. You know, their offense is just that bad. There's no running game. The tackles are abysmal. Eagles at Giants. Giants coming off a bye. I'm hoping we see more Paul Perkins. But I think the Eagles defense is clearly the best unit on the field of the four. I think Odell will cause some problems. I could see Shepard getting back to getting more involved. You would hope self-scouting over the bye that, you know, we got to do more than just throw it to Odell all the time. I also think, I believe in Vernon and Pierre-Paul as pass rushers, and I think they can get to Wentz with some consistency. I don't think the Eagles will run the ball very well against Snacks and the Tankins in the interior of that defense. And plus, I think the Giants' corners are healthy, and they have a big advantage over the Eagles' weapons, you know, receivers. I don't really like the supporting cast around Wentz right now at all. But I'm going to lean with the Eagles here based on their defense. But I'm thinking like 17-14. And really, this game could be a coin flip. Coming off the bye, I'm hoping to see a better Eli, a better Giants offense, maybe a semblance of a running game with Perkins. O-line's decent, but certainly at a disadvantage against Philadelphia's front. I could really see this game going either way, but I am going to take the Eagles. I think they're the better team. We'll go to the 4 o'clock games. Panthers go to the Rams. Like I said, I'm a believer that the Panthers are going to be much better in the second half than they were the first half of the season. And they're healthier. Stewart's running the ball. Newton, I think, can have a big game against this defense. You know, they're on the road, but I think they're much better than the Rams. You know, and I have respect for the Rams defense, but can Short and Lutulele and those guys dominate the Rams O-line like they did last week? Yeah, I think so. I absolutely think so. Can the Rams receivers, you know, led by Kenny Britt and Tavon Austin, can they beat up on the, you know, bad Panther secondary? Not very much. I mean, and maybe a little, but it's not going to be a dominant performance, I can't think. I think Kuechly versus Gurley will be really fun to watch. Obviously, mixing Thomas Davis and Shaq Thompson for outlet passes and, you know, both in the pass and the run game. That should be a fun battle. But I think Carolina's a much better team than they were early and come in here and look more like the 2015 Panthers. I mentioned the Niners being probably the worst team in the league. I can't really pick them against anybody. I know they're better at home. I know they're getting Hyde back. And I know the Saints defense isn't that great. But the Niners defense is worse than the Saints. I mean, all these people in fantasy are talking about, should I start Mark Ingram or should I start Hightower? Start them both. I mean, they might run for 250 between the two of them on these guys. And Breeze and all his weapons, I know they're better on home than on the road, but yeah, I mean, could the Saints trip up and, you know, lay an egg in this game? I guess it's possible, but boy, the Niners defense is so porous against the run, and the Saints defense is getting better, and it's getting to the point in the offseason, you know, like in the offseason I talked about the Saints, and I was higher on them than most analysts were, because I thought, if their defense that was historically bad last year could be the 25th or 27th best defense in the league, their offense is good enough that they can be in shootouts week to week and maybe win one more of them than they lost and end up at 9 or 7. Well, that's what they're playing like now. You know, I mean, that's who they are now. And I think they're a fun team. I think the defense is young and should be getting a little bit better. Hope to see some Rankins and Bro soon. But man, the Niners are rough. The Niners are really rough. Colts at Packers. I'm expecting a shootout like crazy in this one. It's like a old school gunfight, luck versus AR. Both these dudes in the shotgun, not even bothering to run it. Throwing against bad corners, even if Vontae Davis plays. You know, I think then he's on Nelson. And then Adams has a nice day, and Rodgers has been playing well. They don't really have a running back there, although I think Montgomery's going to play and he'll get carries. But I think they'll just throw all over the Colts and put Rodgers in the shotgun. And, you know, and considering the status of the Packers' corners, too, I could see the opposite being true of Moncrief has a nice day, Hilton does well, Dorsett gets free, that this is like 38-35 Packers. But maybe they win a little better than that, you know, 38-31. But I think a lot of points, a lot of fun. Get your fantasy guys in this type of game. In Green Bay, you know, great time of year to be in Green Bay. This will be a fun one. This is a tough game for me to pick, is Tennessee at San Diego. Really think that's like a coin flip game. I really like the Chargers defense right now, especially their edge rush, Bosa, Ingram. But the Titans tackles are really good. That's a great matchup to watch, is who wins in the run and pass game between the tackles and the edge players for San Diego. You know Tennessee's going to run and run and run. Chargers are really banged up at the receiver positions too. And, you know, I love Rivers, and I think Mariota's playing better. In San Diego, is that a huge home field advantage? Probably not. I think San Diego's a slightly better team. And I don't know why I'm taking the Titans, but I am taking the Titans. I would imagine there's some Adam and Eve involved here. Cup of mud, upset special. Again, I think this could be a really competitive, good game with two average to slightly above average teams right now, but I think that there's a lot of encouraging things going on with both organizations. Quarterbacks are in place. There's some good building around them. Another offseason for each of these teams could really go a long way. I think the Titans are probably the best team in that awful division of theirs. And even if Murray doesn't play, I think Henry will have some success. But the Chargers aren't easy to run on either. I mean, I really like Perryman, and their front is good. I don't have a strong feeling on this one. If I were putting money down on these games, this is probably the one that I would feel the least confident about. If it's not that one, it's the Sunday Nighter, which I think is probably the best game of the week. Denver at Oakland. Whew. I don't like Simeon. I've told you guys that. I didn't think he played real well the past week. I think the Raiders' defense is a little better than given credit for. Khalil Mack has abused this team, and that's something you look at on both sides. I mean, right tackle's a problem for both these teams, and they're going to block Khalil Mack, who looks like he's back from, you know, played really well last week, and Von Miller, who never went away. Yuck. Broncos corners, even without Talib, I think they do an admirable job on Cooper and Crabtree. I don't think the Raiders run on Denver very well. We're going to look at Carr and say, all this MVP talk, I mean, is he really there? And I think this game will show us if he can be one of the best players on the field, not be overwhelmed by a great defense, control, you know, play within himself, don't rush things in the pocket, remain very poised, a leader, his team. Or is he going to crumble and is he going to get beat up and we're going to say, oh, he's still, you know, a work in progress? And tend to think it's good, you know, the latter, because of the how good Von Miller and this defense is. That's not a knock on Carr. I just think this is going to be a really rough matchup. I don't know. I mean, I really think this is a coin flip too. I'm taking the Raiders at home, barely, and I'm expecting some turnovers by quarterbacks. I don't know how well Booker and company will run on the Raiders. I think that's a key. I think they're going to have to do it extremely well to win this game, and they could. But again, this one's really tough for me. Maybe the easiest game to pick of the week is Bills at Seahawks. I just wrote an article for the Score about who's the best team in the NFC. And I kind of hinted that after Monday night, I think we all might think Seattle's the best team in the NFC, especially as Russell Wilson gets healthier. Much different defense without Michael Bennett. We've seen that the last couple weeks. I just don't know where the Bills score points. I mean, anyone going into Seattle right now, angry, proud football team on Monday night, awful place to play, awful situation. I feel for you. And I'm not a Bills believer. I think Seattle just blows their doors off and shows the nation that, hey, we're right in the thick of things. We are not going away. We are a dominant football team. That's my prediction for this one, is I think that the Bills are in for a lot of problems for this one. All right, kind of a quick show, but good stuff as always. Buzz through these games. I want you all to have a fantastic weekend. Check out the rest of the Locked On Network. And Monday we will talk about some games. Absolutely. All right, guys, take care. It's been fun.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.